Lord, we open up this day by proclaiming that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We love you. We praise you. And I thank you for this day of May the 21st, 2024. Every new day, your mercies, new mercies we see. Great is your faithfulness. We praise you and thank you. God, we need a miracle in this nation. This nation needs to turn back to you. May it be one nation under God again. May it be the nation that you had preordained and planned it to be. Even though we have these technical difficulties right now, and we're getting frozen. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'll be lifted up today, that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. God, and I speak healing to those that are listening right now and those that will listen. And I thank you, God, that you are Lord over all social media. And we know that revival is coming for this nation. You promised to pour out your spirit upon all flesh in the last days. So we thank you, God. We thank you for healing by the authority of your word, by the authority in the name that's above every name, your name, Jesus, that makes demons tremble. By the authority we have of the same power that raised you from the dead, you said will bring us healing. Also from the stripes laid upon your back and restoration and healing for families. And we proclaim that every business and every ministry shall move forward in 2024. Every transaction everyone partakes in, your people will be successful. Every goal will be met. Every God-given dream accomplished. We speak blessing, favor, success, increase, fruitfulness into every endeavor. Most of all, help us, God, for we need to influence this nation like never before. Help us to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God, the power that brings salvation, healing, deliverance, and restoration. In your name, we thank you and we praise you. We do this again and again and again because we love you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen. And now, the AM Kevin Club is starting. Roll it!
The following program is presented by Kevin Shorey Ministries, whose mission is to fulfill the Great Commission by spreading the word that Jesus is the answer for this world today. Live from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, it's time once again for another edition of AM Kevin, starring evangelist, composer, and gospel artist Kevin Shorey and the entire AM Kevin Club gang. And now, reaching coast to coast and around the world with the message that Jesus is the answer for this world today, is your host, Kevin Shorey.
Well, isn't it a great day to serve the Lord? Come on, let's praise Him. Woo! Come on now. My God is an awesome God. That's why I can't stop talking about Him. Yeah! Hello! I was on my way to California, leaving New York City far behind. Life was like a bundle of confusion. I was looking for a love that I could never find. But I tuned into a gospel station. I heard about a sweet salvation. Then I gave all to Him, my heart, my soul, and my mind. Now I can't stop talking about Him. I'm talking about the change that's taking place in me. You know that I can't be living without Him. Things are getting clear and I can finally see. My life is like a celebration, 'cause I am am a new creation. Now I can't stop talking about him. No, no, every day. You feel that way? Come on. So I was riding down the highway, singing hallelujah, I was feeling fine. When this lawman pulled me over, he said to me, you're gonna walk the dotted line. He said, I've got a strange suspicion, I'm wondering about your condition. I said, I had a taste of what it is of being alive. Come on, now I can't stop talking about him. I'm talking about the change that's taking place in me. You know that I can't be living without him. Things are getting clear and I can finally see. My life is like a celebration, 'cause I am a new creation. And now I can't stop talking about him. No, no, no. Every day. Every day, every day. So if you're wondering why I'm so happy and free, well, I'm here to testify. Just a look what he's doing in me, in me. Now I can't stop talking about him. I'm talking about the change that's taking place in me. I can't be living without him. Things are getting clear and I can finally see. My life is like a celebration, 'cause I am a new creation. And now I can't stop talking about him. No, I can't be living without him. No, I can't stop talking about him. No, no, every day. Woo. Say it this way. I can't stop talking about him. Say it. Jesus, yes I am. Can't keep silent. I can't stop talking. Oh, I love to talk about him. That's why I have a TV show. Talking about Jesus. Woo! Come on. Well, are we having fun yet? Come on now. We having fun yet? We having fun yet? I just, I got this weird signal. I got a hunch what it is, but I hope you will see the whole program. Darius and Judy, Larry, Sherry, Sherry and Larry, Mel, Catherine, Phyllis. I hope Bob's nearby. Yay, 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 yay. Joyce is in the house. I failed to mention Joyce yesterday. I saw she was in, and I didn't say hi to Joyce, but hi, Joyce. I love you, hon. And Pastor Beatty, love you. Nancy and Isaiah are in the house. Let's all have a God day is right, a good God day. Can't stop talking about Jesus. Well, we got a lot to cover today. I don't know about you. I'm just, some days I'm just more tired than others. And I think it's age, but I'm just not going to claim it. But I did find this. I wanted to read to you this poem. I thought I'd read this poem. I've read it here before, but I saw it again. Excuse me. I saw it again, and I thought it bears repeating today. And, you know, you could just write it down if you want. And I mean, if you want a copy, I can email it to you. Let me get... That song, Bob's Out in the Shop. But Babykins is there. Hi, Babykins. Meow. We drink some of the Laura tea in the AM Kevin Club mug. By the way, if you don't have one, it means you are not a partner. You're not a member. You are a member. You're all, you don't have to join to be a member. We're all family. So there's no doubt we're in the family of God. But you want to be part of the AM Kevin Club and get a mug and that monthly newsletter. There's one going out this weekend. As a matter of fact, to all the AM Kevin Club family and friend members. The Laura tea. The oolong tea. Really good. I just needed that. And a breather. That's a high song, a fast song, not an easy song. And I hope I did it. I can't stop talking. I mean, that part alone takes all my breath. But I want to read this. All right, you ready? Maybe I should do it with, maybe with some reverb. Right? Reverb. Hello. Jesus loves me, this I know, though my hair is white as snow. Though my sight is growing dim, still he bids me trust in him. Though my steps are oh so slow, with my hand in his I'll go. On through life, let come what may, he'll be there to lead the way. Though I'm no longer young, I have much which he's begun. Let me serve Christ with a smile, go with others the extra mile. When the nights are dark and long, in my heart he puts a song, telling me in words so clear, have no fear, for I am near. When my work on earth is done and life's victories have been won, he'll take me home above, then I'll understand his love. I love Jesus, does he know? Have I ever told him so? Jesus loves to hear me say that I love him every day. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. I don't know about you, but I needed that today. So I thought I'd give that to you today as a gift for you and me. I have no hair, Pastor Beatty. Donna Frost, I hope you're coming soon. It's been too long, Miss Donna. Next week, yay! Donna Frost is on next week. We got a great panel this week. I mean, tomorrow, Doug Mathis. I'll remind you again at the end of the program, Doug Mathis is going to be on. Two of the panel of a TV show called Bless Your Heart. That's right. Jen Jackson and Morelia. There are, they have fashion designers and actress and model. Jen Jackson is actress model, has her own fashion brand. Morelia is a voiceover artist, community activist, fashion designer. She's called, her nickname is the Rhinestone Heiress. I watched some of their shows. It's really good. It's kind of like The View, but a lot more civil and saved. Jen and Morelia will be here day after tomorrow. And then Vanessa Jones, the author of these books here. Let me see. I have these here. Where are the books? Where are her books? Let's see. Don't worry. We got plenty of time. Ruth gave me two. Okay. No, that's Sandy. Okay. Here we go. The Conversationalist, Book of Poems. She has a book of poems and Struggles of the Journey. And Vanessa Jones Dunlap will be, Dunlap Jones will be here. I like this one. Let me see. I saw this just in passing. This is from her poem book. She's going to be on. I was afraid of the big sea. I didn't think it could ever be me. broken and distraught to the point I can't see, wondering why, Lord, why me? Open wounds everywhere, couldn't handle the odor, the scent, the aroma, the fragrance was everywhere. Lord knows the smell, I had my share. The unpleasant smell had such a foul stench, with the opening of sores all I could do was flinch. The mind games the enemy plays took over in my head, for lack of strength wanted me to give in to the bed. I'm left asking questions of will I live or will I die? If I give up the ghost, Lord, will you still be my host? My desire is to live on, even though sometimes I moan. I soon realized I was prepared for my journey, a journey I wasn't ready to take, but I knew it was one I would have to make. No matter how long I have to ache, going to the doctor with high hopes of everything being all right, just to be told, sorry, but you're going to have to fight. And it's just honest poems. Obviously, Vanessa went through cancer. And I don't know. There's just, that's just a sample. And she will be here on Friday. That's right. So we got that. We got Bless Your Heart, Doug Mathis. Doug Mathis, I have not met. But by the way, he's here tomorrow. But my wife and her sister, Pam Tillis, ran into him and told him about my show. And so he's going to be on singing and playing. I think he's going to be playing. He plays guitar, but I got tracks, so I'm not sure. But anyway, Doug Mathis will be here tomorrow. Anyway, let's see. The 29th. That's awesome. Pastor Beatty's is an inside joke. We have a mutual friend named Owen Frost. No relation. Hey, Miss Patty. I love when I see you in the house. Patty Hatch is in the house. You know, she is a blessing. Let me tell you one blessing she is to me. She's not only a partner, but Patty, let me just say this. When my friend, one of our original partners, Patty Osborne, passed away, I just felt so sad. I still, to this day, there's no replacing. She was one of a kind. But when I say your name and I see you up there, it makes me feel so much better. I know Patty's with the Lord, and Patty Osborne is with the Lord and in heaven. And when I see you here, it's like a connection. And it just makes me feel good because I can say, hi, Patty. And it makes me think of you and my other friend, Patty, who's now with the Lord. So, Patty, you're a blessing that way. Just thought I'd share that. All right, now, let's see. Have we talked about the tumbler? You saw the picture of the tumbler at the beginning. You're going to see it at the end. If you don't have your tumbler, get your tumbler. $41 to celebrate our 41 years of ministry. Get the tumbler. It has the accoutrements, the attachments that go with it. Attachments. They're more like accoutrements. They're like, there's a cleaner, a brush, and there's a metal straw. And then you can pick any two gifts. Any CDs, my Growing Up Gospel was my last one. This one we re-released. The Can't Stop Now is the newest. Let's see, Finishing Strong. I'm going to sing from, not the Heaven CD. I've got a CD of songs about heaven. The Valley Walker one, produced by Gary S. Paxton. And one of his great songs called You Can Begin Again, I'm going to sing today. You can pick any two CDs. This ball cap, the Friends of Israel ball cap. You can pick that in a CD, but not just one, but two bonus gifts. Pick them with your tumbler for $41. That is at least a $60 value you're getting for $41. So, you know, there's a little bit of a discount, but it's not really anything you buy. It's a gift we want to send you to say thank you for giving to the Lord and to this ministry. We really, really are so appreciative and are thankful for every gift, every time. It's just like the scripture that says every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Every good and perfect gift comes from you, my wonderful family of friends, AM Kevin Club partners. I appreciate it. There's also the t-shirt, the Kevin Shorey Show t-shirt. You can pick that. Anything you see on our website that we offer, you know, go there, pick two things. If you do it through the website, kevinshorey.com, which is about to scroll right through, I see it, website, make sure that you put in, if you can, in the notes. If not, contact me in some way and tell me, beside the tumbler, what two bonus gifts you want. Phyllis, there's your card. I don't know if you were here yesterday. I think you were here yesterday. I love that card, by the way, with the kitty and the horse. Isn't that great? Beautiful, beautiful. And that's Ginger's card is so pretty. Yes, I so appreciate you all. Well, every day we celebrate because every day is a holiday. Every day is a holiday. We should write our own song for that. Maybe that's where we were looking for other deals, but maybe we just look for writing our own song. I don't know. In the meantime, roll it, Larry.
Every day is a holiday, celebrating some person, place, or thing. And here at AM Kevin, we'd love to acknowledge each and every one. Here's Kevin with today's special day.
I did not mean to do the dancing frog. I meant to do the kitty, so let's do it again.
Every day is a holiday, celebrating some person, place, or thing. And here at AM Kevin, we'd love to acknowledge each and every one. Here's Kevin with today's special day.
For you, Phyllis, the kitty, all right? Meow. Today is holiday, is May 21st. Somebody somewhere made it National Memo Day. It must be a new one because I don't remember celebrating this. Some of these we repeat because the year, you know, goes around, and I've done this for years. National Memo Day. We actually used to start our program with whatever holiday it was and make a skit out of it. Justin and Marshall were genius at helping me with those things. National Memo Day. Memo. Maybe I should write down some memos to whom it may concern. To whom it may concern. Let's add some reverb to that. To whom it may concern. Before going to court, make sure there's actually a crime, there's evidence, and no lying witnesses. Memo. To whom it may concern. If you're ever the president of the United States, before announcing there's no inflation, make sure there's no inflation. It cracked me up earlier while I was writing these. Let's see. To whom it may concern, before protesting, make sure you protest for a country that allows freedom and protesting. To whom it may concern, don't be so big for your britches, term, that you think you can actually destroy this world that God made to sustain itself and all of us in it by calling it different names like global warming or climate change. Big for your britches. To whom it may concern, if you don't like somebody's speech at a Christian college, don't listen. Another memo to whom it may concern. If you don't like a certain program or news channel, don't watch. One more memo. If you watch and get blessed by the AM Kevin Club, to whom it may concern. If you're watching, get blessed by the AM Kevin Club, become a partner. And those are celebrations of National Memo Day. There you go. There we go. Take a memo. There you... I get no response. I don't think. I think anybody's taking me seriously. So since you're not, let's take our medicine since you're not taking me seriously anyway. Let's just kind of a soapbox thing I just got off my chest all in one segment. There you go.
Here's Kevin with today's jokes.
All right, somebody, lighten up. All right. That's one of my favorites was, you know, if you ever become president, note to self, don't announce that everything's fine when it's not, or there's no inflation. Make sure there isn't. All right, this is about some, assembly line worker at Chrysler was picked for jury duty. I guess this is an actual real story. Assembly line worker at Chrysler was picked for jury duty, but asked the judge to excuse him. Went before for jury duty, but he says, excuse me, it's been a busy time at the plant at Chrysler, Your Honor. I need to be there. Oh, I see, the judge says. You're one of those folks who think you're indispensable. The Chrysler couldn't get along without you, huh, sir? The worker replied, no, sir, not at all. I know they can do fine without me, but I don't want them to find that out. Judge said, excused. Genius, wasn't it? Genius. I don't want him to find out. That's good. Great deal. Judge excused him. All right. I don't know if this is a true story or not. That one was. This one. Man was out of work but finally got a job in a circus playing the part of a gorilla. I don't think this is real. I don't know. Man was out of work but finally got a job in a circus playing the part of a gorilla. Every day he soared over the circus on a trapeze, twisting, turning, and chanting to the delight of the crowd. One day he slipped and fell into the lion's cage directly below. Though he was unhurt by the short fall, he was frightened by the lion, began to scream, help, help, get me out of here. The lion came up to him and said, be quiet, you fool. We'll both lose our jobs. not a true story. And finally, one of my faves, this is great. A car in New York City has a warning on its bumper sticker of its car. A warning in New York City on a car. It says, don't hit me. My daughter's a lawyer. Come on now. You gotta love that. Don't you just love laughter? It does good like a medicine for sure. Thank you, Pastor Beatty, for laughing. Larry Biedenwig says, Jimmy Fallon, you're not. Why, Jimmy Fallon. Thank you, Laura, for laughing. Oh, Jimmy Fallon does those thank you notes or whatever. No, these are memos. Don't stop. Larry, wake up. I wasn't doing thank you notes. I was doing memos. It's National Memo Day, right? Anyway. Great things are happening. Be a part of one of the memos was, boy, if I was being blessed and really loved what this ministry was doing, I'd be a part of it in some way, just like I am in so many others. I donate on a regular basis, monthly, to Hand of God in Ethiopia and that ministry. I'm not just trying to brag or say, I'm just saying when I want to be a part of something, I want to reach souls for the kingdom, that's what I do. Do we have another light? Remember when we did lights and everybody got me some new lights? I see we got three new ones and the fourth one just blinked at me. You better stay right. I'm not spending another couple $100 for you. All right, so I was looking in it, now I can't see. Help me, somebody, I can't see. Huh? All right. Sherry laughed, thank you, with a nice emoji. I liked your emojis. And Laura, I'm glad you love me. There's a heart. Every time I see the name Laura, I'm thirsty for some reason. Yes. Oh, yes, oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins. Right? That's a good song. I don't remember the rest, but you know, I get portions. When I get portions, then I just like start singing it. But then his royal blood now flows through my veins. Yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. I can't remember it. But it's a good one. All right. And speaking of good, I've got a good Devo for you. See, I wonder if I looked it up. That's a really great song. You know, I'm trying to put songs together. I've written some songs. I got a couple CDs in my head. And I just, you know, they're expensive to make CDs. So I pray I can get it because I got songs in me I want to get out and I can't. Oh, frustrating. Let's see. This is frustrating. It's called Yes, I'm a Child of the King. Let's see if this is it. Well, it's here's some lyrics. Here we go. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Yes, I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Isn't the internet sometimes amazing? I say sometimes. Sometimes not so much, but anyway. Let's go to the Word of God, all right? We've got our Devo for today, Matthew 5, 29 and 30. Let me see, I'll put that. I know it's 29 and 30, and I just had 30 down, so I want to make sure. If I can find... Here we go. It's called, the Devo's called Cut It Off Before It Cuts You Off.
It's time now for your daily devotion with Kevin Shorey. Now, here's Kevin.
The Word of God says, here in Matthew 5, 29, this is Jesus speaking, so, you know, this is ultimate fact, ultimate truth. Not pleasant, but Jesus not only showed love, but he showed truth. And sometimes, you know, we just really need to hear the truth. And we say, you know, Jack Nicholson said in that A Few Good Men movie, you can't handle the truth, but I think we can. If we don't deny truth, but accept truth as truth, and when we know the truth, Jesus said the truth sets us free. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. God, help us with this word today. Help us to know the word, allow the word to set us free today. The truth in your word. If anything that offends you or offends anyone else is there, please, Lord, please help us to do everything you've called us to do, to be righteous and holy and close to you. Help us this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Folks, the truth of it is, even what's dearest to us needs to be cut off. If it offends somebody, if it offends God, if we live in that offense, anything that could lure us away from God or repeatedly offends him should be stopped, because according to what Jesus has said, it's sin. Many would probably come to Christ if it wasn't for that sin that they want to hold on to. They hold on to it like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. My precious. All the time, Gollum didn't know that it was changing him into a demon. It's like a little cancer. You know, if it's not treated, if it's not taken care of, if it's not cut out, Like the cancer, the sin will not only keep you from God, but grow into something that will kill you and bring death. What is that death? That eternal death, which is hell. And when it comes to cancer, like Sweetie, our little baby girl, I say she's little, she's like 14 now, but they had to cut precisely that tumor out. It was around some delicate parts from her backside and private parts, and they had to cut around and make sure they got every bit and trace of cancer so that nothing remained, so it wouldn't grow or come back right away. And just like the sin that we try to hold on to, like my precious, we must have a clean cut, because only half measures or half-heartedness, it'll come back and grow, and it destroys your whole entire life. Is hell worth it, holding on to those things? You know, and I could give you a list of sins, but I don't have to. We know. God has put a knower, if you would, in our heart, in our spirit. We know when things are wrong. We know when we're separated from God. We know what is luring us away from Him and closer to hell. We know that. So why don't we face it? Hell's not worth it. Well, I don't know if hell's real. You know, they say it's this or it's that. And all I know is it's so horrible that Jesus died on the cross, gave His life, and went to hell itself to get the keys. It's so horrible Jesus did all that so we wouldn't have to go there. Is hell worth it? You can't even, if you put a candle, let alone a lighter, a candle, or any fire, you know, you make in a fireplace, you can't hold your finger over an open flame for 1 minute. Oh, I can do it up to a minute. Well, up to a minute, but think of eternity. Don't coddle, pamper, even defend that offense that's against God, but do whatever necessary right now to save your life from eternal destruction. Next time you feel like it's too impossible to overcome whatever this sin may be or what this thing is separating you from God, try putting your finger on a flame as long as you can. And remember that if you don't cut it out, only severing your precious sins will keep you from hell. Cut it off before it cuts you off. God, this is a word that's important because, Jesus, You said it. You said it. We believe it. That settles it. If anyone that has an offense against You, we cut it off right now through prayer. We give it to You. We repent. That's how we cut it off. We repent and we ask You to cleanse us with Your precious blood. And those things that are dark or black within our souls, make it white as snow. God, help us so that we can serve You fully. And if anyone has such sin that they've never known God, or maybe they've known Him but they fell away from Him by allowing that sin to grow and it's changed them and the person they don't want to be, God, we repent right now. We come to You and say, we surrender it all to You. We give it to You. Cut it out from us. Pluck out the eye. Cut off the hand. Whatever it is, spiritually, pluck it, cut it, do whatever needs to be done. Do Your surgery, Holy Spirit of God, so we will be found faithful and righteous before You. We need this, God, to be pure and holy. Part of maturing, maturity never happens. I've been preaching about it on the soapbox sermons. But God, You know the maturity never happens unless we have become holy as You are holy. For You are so holy, You will not accept anything that is not precious in Your sight. So God, help us cut it off before it cuts us off from You. And we give You praise and glory. And if anybody within the sound of my voice that accepted Christ or came back to Christ and asked, prayed that prayer that God would just remove that sin far from you, then please, please, please write to us or email us. All the information is scrolling right down there below. Let us know. It's not just forgiving. It's for prayer. It's for any needs. If you don't have a Bible, get you a Bible. Don't have a Bible-believing church in your area and you can't find one, I'll help you. Not only have I been around the world, but I know a lot of people that have been around the world. We can find you a Bible-believing on fire church if you want one. And most of all, you know, you need prayer partners. I'll pray with you. And if you regularly join us here in the AM Kevin Club, you're going to have a host of people all over the country from coast to coast. We make a cross every day from California to New York, down to Florida, Arizona, Louisiana, all the way up to North Dakota, Montana. Ellen just popped in from Montana. Hey, Miss Ellen. I was reminiscing about Patty, your daughter, just a little bit ago. And it pleases me every time I see another Patty, Patty Hatch, on, and she's a partner. Hey, Paul. Can't wait to see you back here again singing. Bless you, Paul, and bless everybody. And I hope that if you have fallen away or feel you far away from God, you'll come back to Him. It's never too late to come to Him. There will be a time on Judgment Day, I call it J-Day, when it will be too late. Don't wait too long. Don't wait too late, but find Him today. And just like Thomas, this is a good example of you can begin again. Thomas is starting over again, and I know he loves and misses his lovely wife who's passed, but it looks like he's going to get married again to a lady named Ruth. And I saw her pictures, and she is beautiful. And Thomas, I'm so happy for you. Once again, proof, it's never too late. You can begin again. No matter how you're broken, no matter what condition you are in, no matter how confused you are, no matter how you may be beaten down by sin, oh my, my, no matter if you see no light within the darkness you're imprisoned in, just lift your eyes to God above. He's calling out, you can begin again. Oh, you can begin again. You can begin again. God's guidance and His power can revive your life. And then if you'll only trust, obey, and covenant with Him, you will begin again. You can begin again. Oh, you will begin again. You can. You can become productive within the will of God He wants you in. He'll lift you up, He'll heal your heart, give you courage to begin again. Oh, yes, He will. He's gonna give you insight from the throne. You only need to ask and flee from sin. Just worship only God above. He knows through Him you can begin again. Oh, I know you can begin again. You can begin again. God's guidance and His power can revive your life. And then if you'll only trust, obey, and covenant with Him, you will begin again. You can begin again. I know that I know that I know you will begin again. You can begin again. True, true. Thank you, Gary S. Paxton, for a great song. It's on my Valley Walker CD, if you wanted all those things that we sing and all do. Thank you, Donna, for that. Phyllis, Pastor Beatty, yes, it's never too late. And God wants you to keep on going, keep on striving, keep on going forward. It's onward, Christian soldier, not looking back. Forgetting the things which are behind, we press towards the things ahead. But anything that will keep you from serving God, cut it off before it cuts you off. Like I said, I don't have to give you a list of what I think in my righteousness, what I think. That's called legalism. I don't tell you what I think, but you know in your heart what needs to be cut off. So do it today. Well, it looks like we're done a little early today, but, you know, that's a lot different than normally when we go overtime. So I want you to be here tomorrow. I don't want you to miss Doug Mathis. And you can get his DougMathisMusic.com where you get his CD. You can maybe download it ahead of time if you want. But Doug will be here tomorrow, so it's going to be a great program for sure. Anything that my wife and sister-in-law say is good, got to be good. Anyone they say is good has got to be good. These are all songs written by him on this CD, too. So he's a songwriter as well as a singer. And don't miss tomorrow's program, for sure. Until then, we will, yeah, see you next week, Miss Donna. I love it. Next week we got, you know, Mark Thomas? Oh, why did I not? Yeah, Mark. Yeah, it's Mark. Mark's going to be back next week. I know that. Let's see. And it's Donna Frost. So it's, we always got great programs, don't we? I don't think we've had too many bummers. We've had maybe a few. A few not so great. But those are the ones when I didn't have guests. So I know it'll be great with guests. Anyway, let's see. I didn't close out the Devo. So my devotion is officially over. Let's do that.
This has been your daily devotion with Kevin Shorey. We hope you were blessed by it. For more inspirational messages, be sure and watch Soapbox Sermons and Partner Prayer every Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Now, back to Kevin.
So there's my Devo close. It's officially closed. And now here's my close. All right. How about the close? I love you. God loves you. And remember to spread the word. Let everyone know. Let's be influenced. God spoke to me last night in the Soapbox Sermon. We have to be more of an influence. Let's pray that we will be an influence to every part of society. In America, we need to not just preach, teach, or pound, you know, Bible thump. We need to be an influence in every facet of our society with the Holy Spirit's help and power. That's what's going to change America, because I still believe Jesus is the answer for this world today.
This brings to a close another edition of AM Kevin. We're glad you could join us. If you'd like to contact us, you can write us at Kevin Shorey Ministries, P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146. Our email address is kshoreymin@aol.com, and you can visit our website, kevinshorey.com. Be sure and follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. When you do, be sure and hit the like button and the notification bell so you'll know when we go live. Join us again next time when we present another edition of AM Kevin. And remember, Jesus is the answer for this world today. AM Kevin is part of the outreach ministry of Kevin Shorey Ministries, Inc., all rights reserved.